I hope you're ready to go, because here we go. We're going.
Yeah, I've been ready.
So what have you got to say?
There's some whores in this house.
No, that's not what you wanted
There's
to say.
There's some whores in this house.
No, that's how Ben Shapiro says it. That's not how the song goes.
I'm telling you, though, those memes made my year.
Shut up. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, my God. It was the funniest article I've ever read in my entire life.
I watched a couple of compilation videos on YouTube. I've got it all figured out.
You're listening to the No Big Banana Podcast.
Welcome back to the No Big Banana Podcast. My name is Charles.
My name is Justin.
And regardless of Ben Shapiro being just the fucking like kid who takes names when the teacher leaves the classroom.
Yeah.
Anyway, today is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
And that means it's anime.
This is going up.
Anime talk.
On a Tuesday.
So we didn't talk about anime all last week because we were talking about D&D Wicked Packs, which that's fine because we're going to talk about that on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I got some hot little details.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm really excited for that.
Oh, I'm so happy about it.
Okay, so I'm caught up on ReZero.
Animo, yeah.
Still Ram over Rem.
Yeah.
Ram over Rem.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I like her.
I like her sass. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's appealing.
I know you like the sassy ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think for me, Rem, like, she's just kind of innocent, which is what I like about her.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, Amelia's just dumb. Like, Amelia's just like, shit or get off the pot, Amelia. Like, let's go.
Hold on.
Let's go.
I got to be honest. If we're talking about dummies on that show, can I just say that I'm finding myself more having moments where I am just, I mean, there is the shit that Natsuki has given me. And then there is the shit that is just, I just can't handle anymore.
Mm.
I just have these moments where I'm just like, the fuck? Like when he, spoiler alert, offered to do the trial.
Yeah,
but and then was shocked at everyone's response.
Yeah, no shit.
And I was like, this is the fucking,
you just do it behind her back.
Well, this is like, you
just don't tell
up,
anyone about
this
it.
Is you fucking up the royal selection all over again.
100%. Yeah,
like this is
you didn't you didn't learn anything.
I know
you didn't learn a damn thing.
It's like you've had,
and then he's like,
died,
oh my God,
how many times?
Because she's like, oh, so you don't have faith in me. And it's like, well, fucking of course that's what she's gonna think, that you think, like, no shit.
Yeah,
dude, you're dummy dumb dumbo. Just a dumb dumbo. Also, the witch looked super cute in the school outfit, not gonna lie, when she was in the school, like when he was taking the trial and like the white witch.
Oh, was yeah, was that, like, was so trippy and spooky.
She was cute though.
I mean, I guess
she's cute.
She's the witch, dude. She's the bad,
she's a bad
BBEG
bitch. Yeah, I don't think she's the BBEG.
You don't think so?
No, because she's she specifically mentioned that she's already dead because the witch that is the BBEG killed all the other witches.
I thought Greed was the one that killed all the others.
I'm pretty sure that's the one that's left.
Greed's the one that he was talking to.
No, Greed didn't kill hang on. Greed is the one that's why she's in the graveyard. That's why she's dead.
Oh.
Because that's her resting place. That was the whole thing as to why Subaru
Dude,
guy.
How fucking like, cool is Gluttony?
Which one's Gluttony?
Gluttony is the one that they met on the road that stole Rem's memory and
you,
name.
Yeah, you're talking about I thought you were talking about like the Witch of Gluttony, and I was like, wait, have we met the witch?
No,
the hand of the witch, the witch cult guy, yeah. Although I was like, at the beginning of the second season, I was like, don't fucking do this to, why are you doing this to Rem? Like, why? Like, leave her alone.
I mean,
just leave her alone.
I can't say that I miss her. Whatever. I mean, that would be a lie.
You're a fucking asshole.
I was picturing you when it happened, because while I was watching it, I was thinking, oh no.
Yeah.
It's almost like Rem never existed. How awful.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
What a waste.
Whatever. She's okay. Such a sweetheart.
What other stuff is going on? Fire Force.
Fire Force is pretty banging.
Bro. Okay.
I do like that she chose to go with. And on the other hand, like, why the hell did the fifth pillar go with the dudes? Like, clearly the Fire Force fight dangerous people all the time. So if you want to live a life of danger, fight against all these crazy people.
Yeah, but they don't really do it all the time. And they've only been doing it frequently because of the shit that's going on.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, you know,
it's not like she was there like a year ago. She's there now when all the shit's going down.
What do they say? EMS is earns money sleeping.
Earns money sleeping?
Any kind of like emergency services.
Oh.
Obviously, it's a super noble profession. And like when shit goes down, you need those professionals.
Yeah.
But
you need somebody to make a fucking ice fire volcano in the center of the city.
Well, people, yeah.
Tornado.
People spend a lot more time not needing emergency service than they do needing it. And yeah. So because of that, like, there's a lot of downtime. But if you're a villain bad guy, you can bust it up whenever you want.
Yeah, but they're just like hanging out trying to find all the other pillars. It's not like they're doing anything crazy. It's not like they're like actually attacking towns and shit. They're just after the pillars. There's no, yeah, there's also like,
but that's what is Sho been doing? The towns are collateral.
What has Sho been doing this entire time? Nothing. He's hanging out in some fucking church sitting in a chair. Like, if anything,
yeah, but we don't know that.
Yeah, that's the only time you've seen him is when he's just sitting there like bored out of his mind, like, huh, wonder what I'm going to do today. Fucking nothing, because yeah. I'm not on the front lines.
Well, she doesn't know that, though. Maybe she doesn't know. Maybe she assumes.
I'm just saying that, like, objectively, from the two of them, like, the ones that were, like, causing more shit and doing more dangerous stuff were the people fighting against all the infernals and the fire and shit, not the people that just were starting and running away. Well, I'm just saying.
Also,
if I
think,
was looking
though,
for the more dangerous place to go, I would go with the Fire Force.
Yeah, but also, like, the fifth pillar is not.
I am glad that she went with them.
Well, she's not exactly governed by logic, right? Because if she were.
I'm trying to use her logic, though, of the two. Which
her logic of chaos.
Yeah.
But I think that really she just cares about the goal thing.
She reminds me of, like, Eris from Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. Like, chaos.
Oh, yeah.
Chaos.
For sure. Yeah. I really dig the animation of her ability.
Oh, yeah. Start and stop. I was kind of like, all right, fuck you, girl. When she, like, burned her friend up.
Yeah.
I was like, you're a fucking bitch.
Whatever. Yeah, but she, you know, she.
What, do you like her, too, because she's a bitch?
No, I don't like her, actually. But what Yeah, you're right. She's the same as Ram.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Oh, my God. That goal thing did not present itself until she was, like, awoken, which was, like, upon meeting these people. So that was probably one of the driving factors, is it was like, well, shit, before I was just, like, this petty, like, trickster, basically.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you know, like flim flammer.
She wasn't a trickster. She was just like, she knew where I was going to happen. So she was just like a grave robber, essentially.
Right. But I mean, but that was her existence up to that point. And then she's got this thing where it's like, oh, not only can I see where it goes,
I can make
but
it
I
happen.
Can use it now.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that the only time you've seen it used is like against somebody who has literal zero power and somebody who has like 100 power.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because at this point it's like, well, it didn't do anything to him, but it melted that other dude. But it's like, is it really that beneficial in combat? Like,
Here's the thing about Fire Force. So the mole and the crow are super kawaii and fun.
I love the crow.
I love the mole.
It's of
like the crow. Yeah. The crow's dope too, but the mole is like,
he's got the fire tail.
It. He's like Mr. Toad, like he's Mr. Great. Toad's Wild Ride.
I'm curious. Like, what do you think? What do you think's in there?
I don't fucking know. I'll tell you. Like, I really don't know. It could be anything. They say that it was made by Vulcan's ancestors?
No. The problem is that like the one that was designed by Vulcan's ancestors was the one in Tokyo.
Oh, that's right. This is a different one.
Right. So it's either rewriting history or they also did that one, or like that's kind of the thing. It's like they weren't like it shouldn't be there. There should only be one of them, and then the only one is in Tokyo.
Right. I think that maybe it's a library of some sort that houses like the information of what really happened.
I think
or a laboratory or something that where it was like an experiment that got loose and turned everybody.
I think
into
it was
fire.
Probably my guess is that it is a prototype, and it's since been taken over by like those fire animals.
Yeah.
So I think once humans abandoned it. It was still a source of energy, but like weak, you know, not the correct ones. So they're probably going to like find an animal that can talk again. And it's going to give them more information about the existence of the original one.
Like, oh man. I hope they find like a big animal that's like real.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure. Yeah.
Slow.
Well, the mole mentioned like the leader of the wolf pack is huge.
Oh yeah.
So it's probably him. Her?
One thing that I will say that it is kind of annoying, and I texted you this already, but like I had planned on saying it once I saw the episode. I was like, so this is some like 200-year-old mystery. Mm-hmm. And the all of the answers of
it's Scooby-Doo. They've even got like a little Scrappy-Doo.
Lie like basically like we're in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Basically, all of the answers to everything that we've had a question for is in Texas.
Yeah. No, like it's about 3 or 4 days by boat.
And it's like how long has this been a problem? Like, oh, 250 years. Like, oh, does anybody know anything? No, not a fucking not clue. A we have no idea. And then it's like, oh, you know what? If we go over
here,
you know, 1,000 miles away.
Oh, look at that. Every yeah, answer is
here
there.
It is.
Yes.
It's not even like underground or anything. It's just yeah,
it's
there. Just,
it's kind of lazy.
It's like, it just feels strange that they
it's
wouldn't
gonna be,
have like.
Joker's going to be there. And it's going to be have Joker's lab it. And like the guy that goes with them is like hi Joker, like never met you before.
Yeah, because I feel we like still Joker's don't know who got Joker connection is. To it.
Yeah,
and also we don't know if Joker
he's probably a pillar.
He might be.
He's probably a pillar. I mean, his ability's weird. He's weird. He's kind of
yeah.
Outside
and Vulcan
the realm.
Did say, or not Vulcan, Victor.
Yeah.
Did say, you should. I went and rewatched that, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I'd missed it. That conversation with Joker and Victor where he says you should have been a fire soldier and the yeah. Joker kind of thinks about it and I was like, this fucking guy is
yeah
I mean
he's just a trickster guy.
What an enigma though. Like yeah. I hope that the reveal pays off. Like
I think the that blonde girl that like took over the main character for a minute and like they had that fight, that was Shinra, the one yeah. that took over Shinra for a minute. I think that's the what the hell is the name of it, the guy that like all of them are like, son of a bitch. The word is like just right at the tip of my tongue and I can't think of the word for it.
Okay.
Like not like a priest or whatever, but like.
The evangelist?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's who it is. I think that girl is that.
Oh.
Because she seems to exist in the Adola space.
In the ether.
Yeah.
Yeah, as it were. Yeah, that was a very strange conversation. She also could just be another one of them.
We're just like another pillar.
And that's like, know. And that's her ability
seems,
somehow.
Seems pretty like, especially because like she's in the intro as like a big looming presence over like Sho and Shinra.
Right. Well, because like didn't we establish that the fifth pillar is like a fourth generation? Because her ability is different.
Yeah.
So maybe this girl that is.
It's like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Know.
Maybe there's this new generation of different shit that we had not thought of up to this point. As viewers, we hadn't presupposed. Like,
yeah,
there's only.
Turning into like fucking devil fruit powers and shit.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, as far as we know, there are only three generations of fire. And third generation is really the only one that does shit. I mean,
yeah.
Second can do stuff, but
second's
it's mostly.
Pretty
fast. If, but
you're
it's not, mostly
if,
third.
If you apply the second one correctly, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. But the third is like really where shit's getting done. And then
yeah,
you see this girl that's
the,
like predicting fires and it's like, well, that's new.
Isn't Benimaru like a mix of second and third generation? Is that what that is?
I think so.
I was going to say, because I don't think that he's considered like a fourth generation.
No, I don't think so.
So, yeah.
But he, I yeah. mean, so like with that said, like we don't really know the
possible.
Extent of their powers. Yeah. Like maybe that girl is
it's
just
the same
another
like,
one of those white clad groups.
Yeah.
And she that's just the way that she's getting to Shinra.
It's the same with God of High School.
Yeah.
Like,
which is so
dope.
Amazing.
It's gangster
like,
as
the
hell.
Animation of the fights is just
beautiful.
Fucking bananas.
Beautiful. So I was talking to my friend Jacob, who is, hi, Jacob. You know how, like, I'm like your Veldora, or like I'm your Rimmer, like your Veldora, and I've sucked you in, and now I'm showing you all of the anime world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's mine.
Okay.
He's like my Sherpa through the anime world.
Your senpai?
Yeah. Because he's seen more than I have. Like, he's gone to more, like, niche corners of anime. So when I'm like, yo, I need something to watch, he's like, all right, I got you. But like he was telling me about God of High School, and that like, because I was like, all right, what the fuck is going on with this like bullshit power stuff, like what the hell is it,
right?
And he was like, well, without spoiling anything, like all of the powers are being shared from deities. That's why like you saw the portrait of all the deities in that guy's house,
yeah,
or in the office. And I guess the main character is just Son Goku, like the monkey god. That's why he's always got bananas. So it's like he's just kind of like coming into his own. But like both of them, the girl and the guy, both are like descendants or connected to in some way, shape, or form. That's why like they're switching it over to the 3-on-3 or whatever for the finals.
Well, that also feels like a real convenient switch too.
Oh,
because
for sure.
It's like, well, all three of our characters are on the same team. Yay.
Yay. Well, you already got what you wanted to see out of it.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, I do still want to see Jin Mori fight.
Mira?
Yeah.
Mira. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be badass. And he even said it like, fuck, I wanted to fight you. Yeah, and I was always, like, yeah. I wanted to too. I wanted to see
like,
that.
I love when he's like turns into a child and is like, no, I want to fight Blondie. No, I want to fight Blondie.
Yeah.
Also, that was really fucking gangster when they were like, you just got to push him down to get back in the tournament. And he's like, hey, take your glasses off. And then just knocks him over.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately. And everyone's like, what the fuck happened, dude?
Yeah, that was super cool. Where there's just like silence. He's just like, all right. Well, and then the what? Ref is like,
are you serious?
He wins.
Yeah, he wins, I guess. And then like, he gets back up and actually knocks him down.
Yeah, that shit was gangster. And then the fight with him and Han was just so crazy.
Beautiful.
It's really well done.
I like that it went into like a almost kind of like a watercolor aesthetic to it in the middle of the fight.
Speaking of really well done, the fucking misfit of Demon King Academy.
Oh, dude.
It is getting so good. Did you watch the
most recent episode?
Yes.
When he like...
Oh, my God.
Curses that chick?
When he fucking... First of all.
Yeah.
He fucking, of course, appears at the exact moment, and all of the girls, he has them say their names and then says, I'll never forget any of your names ever forever.
Forever, yeah.
And
I'm indebted to you forever.
Then he's like.
And it's just like sploosh.
Yeah.
Like and then he's torrent. Like Ben Shapiro would be like, what the fuck is this? They've all got problems.
It's a medical condition.
Yeah, they've all got medical conditions, apparently.
So
it happens when you're a hybrid.
He just fucking disappears your girl into an arena.
Yeah.
And is like,
I'm going to curse you.
No. First, I'm going to stab you in the spinal cord.
Apologize.
And give you the opportunity. And then.
But I don't like it when you lie to me.
I don't believe you. And then what did he say? Lies won't save you in hell or some shit. And then. To kill her, which, by the way, could have ended it there, would have been gangster enough, I would have been happy.
No, he goes one step further.
Brings her back.
As a hybrid.
And you can't kill yourself.
Yeah.
You're a hybrid forever.
You're just going to keep coming back as another hybrid.
That shit was just like, ugh. And I love
Lei,
is his name?
The knight?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the other swordsman.
Yeah.
I love his story of... being a sad child
just because he can't actually
no
play.
One could beat him.
He couldn't play. he didn't have anyone he could play with.
And so, and it's just how beautiful it is, like how excited he was when he's like, Mom, I lost today.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's so cool.
I found somebody that could beat me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited.
And
now.
He even said, like, when he showed up, oh, dude, and how about how he fucking almost ripped his heart out of his chest?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you're pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus heals the arm. Christ, dude.
And I love the best part about their relationship is that after that happens, he's like, all right, see you later. He's like, yeah, see you, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
see you in the finals.
Like, no animosity whatsoever.
Dude,
it's beautiful.
It's such a cool story. I want so much more of the world. Like, I'm so buckled in to understand more about, like, who this other demon, what this other demon name is. And, like, was there some conspiracy?
Yeah.
Is there some, like, QAnon stuff going on with
some deep state conspiracy bullshit?
With Honest Voldegode?
I think one of the things that I like best about it, it's very difficult to get an OP character done right. To have a character like that, because like even like
Saitama.
Well, Saitama's the one that comes to mind first, right? And like Escanor is a great demonstration of how to do it correctly, because he's got like his weaknesses, his flaws to it.
You know what
I mean? Like, so it's like overpowered, but at the price, and the price is very apparent. When I think of overpowered characters that I think are like done extremely well, I would actually say Mob from Mob Psycho 100 is a better version of like what Saitama is, because he's like the ultimate telekinetic like guy. Like he there's nobody that can come near him. And I think it's also cool, like in the first season, like he's constantly trying to live a life despite his powers, whereas like Saitama is trying to live a life with his powers, like use his powers in his life, whereas Mob just wants to live a normal life, like without it. So like, he even goes to like the body improvement club. Like, so he goes running after school with all these jocks, like just these ripped dudes.
Yeah.
And he's just like terribly far behind them, just like panting and crying and like vomiting as he's like trying to keep up with them running, even though he could wipe them all away in an instant. You
right.
know what I mean? There's something about Honest Voldegold. You're not bored. You're not there. There almost doesn't even need to be the tension. because he allows for just an enjoyable experience. Like, it doesn't feel like, because when you watch something like One Punch Man, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Right. And not to mention, like, the thing that's interesting about Honest Voldigoat is, like, obviously, if you spend 30 seconds with him, you're like, oh, you're Satan.
Yeah.
Like,
you're the king.
Yeah, you're the guy.
Yeah.
What's really interesting is the way that they've done it in such a way that, like, his OP-ness does him no good in a world where history has been rewritten.
Yeah.
So he, you know, as OP as he is,
it almost doesn't matter.
He's tasked with rewriting that history.
Yeah. Or at least just like starting up again from scratch.
Right. And he's doing a bang up job so far because he's got a fan club and shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's just an interesting.
How great was that? Just like with his smirk when like all of those girls were like just losing it. He was there. He was like, it's about goddamn time.
Yeah. But there's something about that too. And like, and that follows up on your point about like there being those weaknesses, those Achilles heels, because like that is, you know, that serves as the relatable portion of an otherwise unrelatable character.
Right. I mean, even like with Saitama, like I think one of the things that's frustrating about One Punch Man season two, at least what's more frustrating for me other than just like the lack of quality that went into it, is that they didn't really spend a lot of time like, Saitama is a character who's starting to lose his humanity because his...
Well, yeah, because he's like a god.
Yeah, so his emotions are starting to get stripped away from him slowly, right? So there's like almost a level of like he's trying to figure out whether or not he's still human and find some kind of like excitement or enjoyment out of anything. So that kind of like slow descent into that is the same reason why I think Tokyo Ghoul worked so well and why I think like Parasite worked really well. Like any of those anime or shows just in general where like the main character is slowly descending into chaos or like slowly like approaching a point of no return is a really fascinating and like almost horrifying arc.
Yeah.
Like the idea like with Mob is that like he's not, it's not hindering his dated.
Oh no.
Well,
we could talk about Mob next time.
Yeah.
We'll make a note for it.
Yeah.
We just did.
Yeah.
I just made a note.
Bam.
So just like next that. Week, when we talk about just anime, like we're going to talk about Mob.
Put that.
And more anime stuff in general. And hopefully by then I'll be more caught up on Black Clover.
Yeah.
I'm almost fully caught up.
You need to watch Konosuba.
Yeah, I know. I need to watch that too.
It's just etchy and fun. It's just titties and fun.
All right. Well, everybody follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at NoBigBanana. And send us emails at nobigbanana@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I promise to be better about checking my email.
Yeah.
I've been better about it as of late. I haven't missed anything.
You know what to do with that bell.
You already know. For that. You know what time it is.
Wet ass B word. Get it like it's a bell?
It's time to spin the wheel of mythicality.
Get the fuck out.
We should send a video of us doing it. You want to?
Oh, like for an ending episode? Oh, dude, yeah, let's do it.
Maybe we'll be on a show.